Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Bolivia would like to thank the Deputy High Commissioner, Ms. Nada Anasiu, for her opening remarks at this important 22nd session of the Working Group on the Right to Development. We'd also like to congratulate Mr. Zamir Akram as chair. Bolivia aligns itself with the statement by the NAM, the Declaration on the Right to Development, and the different mechanisms and instruments that have been created by the United Nations. The 2030 Agenda and the various fora for discussion on a multilateral level have reasserted that the fact that the right to development is a universal, inalienable right based on the principles of responsibility, empowerment, participation, non-discrimination, equality, and equity, and that it should be achieved in step with other human rights. Unfortunately, currently, the realization of the right to development is far below par. The COVID-19 pandemic has deeply affected the economic and social development and the means of subsistence for peoples across the world. People are facing vulnerability, as we have seen in the past. The pandemic has seen we've seen the resilience of Indigenous persons and their good governance practices in healthcare and ancestral medicine, their food sovereignty and so on. But to overcome the health crisis that the earth is experiencing, they need to recover. We need to look back to the ancestral methods that were in place. We must have an intersectional approach based on human rights, people-centered, with an emphasis on indigenous persons, campesino persons, rural people, women, girls, boys, adolescents, people of African descent, persons with disabilities, LGBTI+, and older persons. Furthermore, and in light of the specific challenges faced by developing countries, this right cannot be achieved without sustainable development. We therefore think we should recognize the need to mutually strengthen the right to development and the right to self-determination, including the right for each state to regulate the respect, protection, and realization of the right to development. Furthermore, the duty to help states is essential in order to establish an international order that will allow for the achievement of the right to development. The reports of the Working Group on the Right to Development and the analysis on racism and inequalities and the right to development, as well as reference to non-state actors, will be helpful tools for analysis. Finally, Chair, the Plurinational State of Bolivia would like to highlight the role played by the Intergovernmental Group, the Expert Mechanism, and the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Development. Bolivia remains firmly committed and will continue to work with the various human rights mechanisms through constructive conversations and cooperation. We hope that we will be able to reach some conclusions this week. I thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to Chile.
Thank you, Chair. Chile's commitment to human rights is cross-cutting, including civil